Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Author, speaker, coach, Egyptian TV personality and dot-com millionaire Mr. Farouk Radwan wrote about believing in yourself. And it goes like this. Have you ever seen someone who didn't buy a car because he failed to learn how to drive? Or have you ever met someone who tried to learn how to drive, then decided not to try again after failing a few times? He goes on to say, almost everyone who starts learning how to drive ends up being able to drive well. So why did you succeed in learning how to drive and yet fail in achieving some of your other goals? It's a good point. Now, just a little aside regarding everybody learning to drive well eventually, that is debatable. If you live in my suburb and if you cut the license out of the old cornflakes packet, you know what I mean, yeah. So how's your level of self-belief? Without good self-belief, you'll be robbed of living that dream, achieving that goal, living a full life. You'll be robbed of deep joy, peace, and a sense of achievement. Why do some people lack self-belief? It's a big question. Here are some thoughts. The obvious being their environment, being around people who don't believe in them. Constant negative reinforcement can poison and hijack us. Another reason is personality type. Dr. Tim LaHaye expands on this in his book, The Four Temperaments. We learn some temperament types struggle more with negativity and lack of self-belief. So, how can we turn that around? Listen to what John wrote, one of Jesus' disciples. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths was at hand, so his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, so your disciples may also see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world, for not even his brothers believed in him." Wow, at this point in time, Jesus' brothers didn't even believe in him. But Jesus was fully confident of who he was and where he was going. And so next week, we'll get into how you can have a minuscule portion of this kind of self-belief. I'm Aaron Wright.